USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite President Trump's eagerness to reopen the economy, the pandemic model that's now being used by the White House is saying it will be a bit longer before many places can reopen. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation said the estimates assume that when social distancing policies are eased, the actions will occur in conjunction with public health containment strategies, such as widespread testing and contact tracing. The model suggests the earliest some states may open is early to mid-May. This includes states like Montana, Hawaii, and New Hampshire. States like Connecticut and New York, with high numbers of cases, could open late May, early June.
Across the nation yesterday, there were demonstrations held in many cities by people who are demanding that the economy be reopened sooner rather than later. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that a week ago today, Easter Sunday, there were 155 tornadoes that broke out in the south-central portion of the country, and that same area is going to get hit by severe weather today. They're predicting heavy rain, flooding, strong winds, and maybe hail today and early tomorrow from East Texas through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, although the possibility of tornadoes, while in the forecast, is not as high as it was a week ago. Back to coronavirus, the director of a maximum security laboratory in Wuhan, China, which has been ground zero of the COVID-19 pandemic, is rejecting claims that the lab was the source of the coronavirus outbreak. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is specifically equipped to handle dangerous viruses, but its director told Chinese state media yesterday there's no way it came from them, and none of its over 100 workers has been infected by the virus. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A police officer is dead in Texas and two others injured, one critically, after a domestic violence call in the southern part of the state yesterday. Law enforcement in San Marcos responded to a domestic violence call. When they arrived at the address, which was an apartment complex, a suspect began shooting at them. Reports are they returned fire, the officers did, and the suspect was killed. San Marcos is just northeast of San Antonio. A bridal shop in Ohio challenging a state order shutting down non-essential businesses in that state. A lawsuit was filed a few days ago against Ohio Health Commissioner Dr. Amy Acton on behalf of the bridal shop's owner, Tanya Hartman of Columbus. Her attorney says his client claims the state's arbitrarily allowed some businesses to stay open while others have been forced to close. A federal court hearing on the challenge is set for tomorrow morning. And some of the biggest names in music performed from their homes yesterday to raise money for coronavirus relief. The One World Together at Home broadcast was organized by the Global Citizen Hunger Relief Organization. It was curated by Lady Gaga to raise awareness and funds for those on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. The star-studded event featured performances by the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lopez, Elton John, and others. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.